Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Hello, Kat.
No, this is your caller.
Okay, hold on. Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we'll find common ground and take it to the next level. This is your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. And I'm having some technical difficulties tonight, folks. Happy Halloween. I'm trying to locate Kat Edwards. Kat, hang in there and call her. Thank you for being patient with me. I'm not used to using a laptop, and my little mouse is not working well. So hang in there. Let me just tell you a little bit about Kat. Kat is a clairvoyant medium and a spiritual teacher. She's a singer and a writer. She also gives spiritual service to the community with her work as a qualified Queensland, Australia, and civil funeral celebrant. Let's see here, folks. I am really, really trying here. And this is not working. Caller, would you be willing to say what you're hoping to get out of the show tonight? And I'm going to keep scrolling away here the best I can to try to find Kat. If you'd be willing to do that, that would be a great, great favor. And what is your name, please?
Sure. My name is Trish, and I'm hoping to hear about Kat's career as well as how she got into this. I understand she's been doing this for quite some time. And kind of what her path was and how she found her way to this, and if she thinks it's an avenue that anyone can pursue. And then if she has time, possibly even a little insight if she's going to do readings or not.
Well, she is going to do readings, and I'm looking for another Skype caller. Let me just go to Facebook. Is this the first time you've called into the show?
No, I've called in probably about 6 months ago.
Oh, okay, great. Well, thank you for your support, and thank you for calling in again tonight. Kat should be here, and I can't find her. So what was the last show that you called into?
You had a woman on who was a clairvoyant, and I found her readings. I can't think of her name right now, but she was unique. You have a lot of unique guests on, and this particular woman was really unique.
Well, thank you. I had an amazing, amazing woman on last night who is a code reader. Her name is Jessie Ann Nichols George, and I never knew what code reading was, but she is so spiritually multi-talented. It was just an amazing journey for the privileged few who did call in. She was able to give amazing readings of people, and she also happens to be a Wiccan, but she doesn't identify with that label. It's just part of her heritage. She's a 13th generation spiritually gifted person. And, folks, this is really frustrating, and thank you for talking with me, Trish.
Oh, yeah, no problem. I've never heard of a code reader, so I'm going to have to go back to the archives and listen to it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great show. It was largely a dialogue show, and she gave an awful lot of information. She also has her own radio show, too. And she's going to be a regular on my show. So for folks who want to find out who's upcoming on my show, all you have to do is go to blogtalkradio.com/author David Clark, spelled with an E, and you can find the upcoming guests. Well, this is one of these things. Here she is. I just disconnected her. Oh, my.
It's one of those days.
I'm not used to using a laptop, but she'll call back, and she's going to be the last caller. And in the meantime, folks, it's trick-or-treat time here on the East Coast, and my dog is greeting trick-or-treaters instead of me. I'm being Scrooge and doing the radio show instead. Here she is. Okay, Kat, I see you. Hang in there. Hi, Kat. Kat?
This is not her.
Oh, it's not. Okay. Well, another Skype caller. What is your name, please?
It's Jane.
Hi, Jane. Okay, I'm going to leave your mic live. Trish is also, her mic is live, and for some reason or other, Kat has not appeared in the studio. And I did have a message from her on Facebook this morning, so I'm not sure exactly what's going on. Let me just try Facebooking her now and see what we can do. In the meantime, why don't you two talk a little about your experience with readings, if you would be so kind to just dialogue for a moment. That would be a big help. Then we don't have to have dead airspace.
I will let Jane talk first, since I was already speaking.
Okay, that sounds good. Have you called on before, Jane?
Not to your show, no.
Uh-huh.
First time I've called.
Well, Kat is brilliant. She's been on the show several times, and she's from Australia. And have you had readings before from psychics?
Yes, I have. There's some really good ones.
Yeah.
I've had readings with.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure what's going on with Kat. Let's see here.
I can stay on hold.
Yeah, I can. Do you want to call her, David, and just have us talk to each other so you don't have dead air?
Well, that would be a beautiful thing to be able to do, except that the reason I'm on a laptop is my computer crashed yesterday, and along with it went my address book. So I don't even have her phone number, which is really, really frustrating. The only thing I can think of to do is, Trish, I don't know if you'd be interested in doing a past life regression, but I'd be willing to do that for either of you until Kat shows up.
Okay.
I don't know if – would that have any appeal to you?
Sure. I mean, I'll give the opportunity to Jane first, and if she's not interested, I'm happy to do it.
Okay. Jane, would you be interested?
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay, great.
Yeah, that would be great.
Let me just position this because Kat would be the next caller, and I'm just going to position this. And all of the other callers, there she is, beautiful. Hey, Kat.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can hear you. I've been very challenged here, Kat, and I have two beautiful callers on the line. I have Trish and Jane, and we've been kind of dialoguing a little bit. And both of their mics are live, and I'm going to leave them that way because I'm functioning from a laptop, which is really, really annoying me. I don't have a mouse on it, and it's very hard for me to navigate it and click on people. But glad that you're in the studio and that I was behind you. How are you tonight?
I apologize. I was all prepared, and then I just couldn't get online, and we had a big panic, and I had to literally rewrite the whole internet in the house to get me online.
Oh, my. Well, are you okay to do the show now?
Yeah, of course. No, thank God for that.
Okay. Well, everything happens for a reason, and we have 22 callers tonight. And folks, there's no way we're going to be able to get to all of you. And I thank you all for your support. And just let it be known that Kat is on the show on a regular basis. And for those of you that we don't get to tonight, Kat's going to be on again, I believe, November 27th, which would be your November 28th. Is that correct, Kat?
That sounds about right. It's sometime
yeah.
in late November, yeah.
Yeah. The reason I'm on a laptop is my desktop almost bit the dust, and it's out of commission. I've lost my address book, and I've lost my schedule for the show, other than the shows that I've posted. So, Kat, if you could later Facebook me your telephone number so that I have that, I'm going to have to rebuild my address book.
Oh, goodness. All right,
yeah.
No worries. We'll do that.
Okay, well, without further ado, let me introduce you to Trish, who is live on the air with us. And,
hi, Trish.
Hi, Kat. How are you? Welcome.
I'm good. Thank you.
I didn't know if did you want me to ask a question, David? Are you starting readings or?
Yes, and, you know, my apologies to Kathy. You are caller number one, and I will get to you in the three position. It's just very difficult for me to navigate this, and I'm hoping that you will bear with me and know that I will get to you. Just to make it easier, yes, I'm going to let Trish go first and then Jane, and then I will come to you, Kathy. So. Yes, go ahead and ask Kat what you would like.
Well, thank you. So, Kat, my question is, I'm about to embark on a building project, and I'm wondering how I can trust my discernment in picking the right contractor.
That's an excellent question. A lot of people really find that they aren't sure how to trust their own selves in many different respects. And so I would say to you that take it down, strip it all back to just your instincts, your gut feeling. Your own body knows, because remember that we're animals. And animals pick up on subtleties and nuances that humans often don't, because we forget that we are connected with Earth as well. So I would ask you to really be aware of the way that your body feels when you're communicating with these different guys. And when you have a good feeling in your tummy, when your instincts are telling you, yeah, this feels right, then you need to trust that. But before you go even go doing that with the builder, I encourage you to practice so that you really do know when your instincts are saying yes and when they're saying no. So you can do that with simple things like if you've got time and you have to drive somewhere, follow your gut as to which direction will take you there the fastest. Or follow your gut with a piece of fruit. Which piece of fruit in the supermarket feels like it's going to be the tastiest? You'll soon know when you bite into it and the one you thought was the tastiest but you didn't follow your gut ends up being yucky. So what you're doing is you're building up trust within yourself, and then when you do go to interview these builders, you already have that knowledge in yourself. Yeah, I know what it feels like when my gut says yes. I know what it feels like when my gut says no. Your body is a very, very intuitive animal, and your instincts are incredibly powerful, and it is the place to start, especially when you're doing stuff that is building, creating. It is a very earthly thing. It's a very physical-orientated thing, and so that would be my reply to that. Does that make sense to you?
It does. It does, and I am interviewing them in the next few weeks, so I will definitely try to do that.
Yeah, well, just just simple everyday things to it's really having a relationship with your own body. And it's a really important thing that we're often taught to separate ourselves from our body. We're told to be ashamed of our body. And all of that is rubbish because it takes you away from your own personal power. So re-empower yourself, connect with your body, and listen to what she has to say.
All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you, Trish.
Trish, thank you so much for helping me out tonight during my awkward moment.
No, don't worry about it, of course.
Okay, and just to let you know, I believe that I'm doing past life regressions on December 10th, and if you call in that night, I would be happy to do one for you.
Oh, I will. Thank you so much. I'm going to stay on and listen, David.
Okay, very good. Well, you take care. And Kat, I really liked what you were saying to Trish. I think that in the Western culture especially, and I'm not sure how it is where you are, that we are taught to be ashamed of our bodies, that we don't listen to them. Our bodies contain all kinds of memories. And I know that I get a lot of psych and spiritual communication through my body, and it comes up through my spine and up through my head like a cold chill that is not cold, but I don't know how else to describe it, and that's how I communicate with Source. Is that something that works for you?
Yeah, I often get when I'm communicating with Source, and Source is, or Spirit is really happy with what I'm saying, I'll get massive shivers.
Yes.
And
yeah.
Those shivers they usually hit my heart chakra, and they come down my shoulders and into my heart, and they're amazing. But you always get the feeling of a little bit of butterflies in your tummy. When things aren't right, or you know that something's not going right and you're not in the presence of it, but you know there's something going on, and that's that gut instinct. And you're right. Even here in Australia, all over the world where there's magazines and supermodels, there's body shaming. And it's ridiculous. And it does go back to certain religions that want to tell you that your body is wrong, and it's about control. It's about controlling the people. If they feel they're ashamed of their body, then they're under control, aren't they?
They certainly are. And anytime we get into a place where we're trying to control something or allowing ourselves to be controlled, there's a disconnect with our spirits. And as I see it, it's all a matter of balance between body, mind and soul, in terms of being able to communicate at all levels. And so it's a shame, and I think that it's an important lesson for people to wake up to, that anytime something's not feeling right in your body, if you're aware of the tension, that you are giving your power away at some level. Wouldn't you say that's the case?
Yeah, I totally agree with you.
Well, listen, we've got Jane Mike live. So, Jane, say hello to Kat.
Hi, Kat. How are you doing?
Hi, Jane. How are you?
Good.
How can I help you? Kat,
I was wondering what you can pick up with regards to my current work situation.
Okay. Okay, so you worked good, but you can do a lot better. Do you feel that you're being challenged enough? And I'm also hearing that, there's somebody who's not listening to you.
That's right.
I'm wondering if credit is being paid where credit's due.
Yes.
Yeah. So I wonder if you can step back and look at it from a third-person perspective for a minute, because when we're involved in something that gets our goat, it often consumes us and we can't see the forest for the trees. So what Spirit's asking me to tell you is to step back and look at the bigger picture, because there's you and the people who are involved, but there's actually the puppet master above them.
Okay.
Okay. And once you see it clearly for the way that every person is playing the game, you will then be able to get out from underneath the rug of that and start running your own race. Okay? I am hearing you'll stay employed with them, but I see like a shift in your... the vision that I've got is you on a chair with wheels, and it goes backwards to the side, and then it goes forward. So you can tell me what that means to you. But to me, it means that you move back from the position you're in, you move to another one, and then you skyrocket forward. So I think there might be a bit of a reshuffle with your work and your place in your work. But they keep saying you're staying employed, you stay employed. So whether you stay employed with those people or not, Spirit's not telling me, they're saying you stay employed. But you need to step back and see it for what it really is. There's a bigger game at foot.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Okay. I feel like you've got something else you want to ask.
Well, I actually work from home, and I'm just waiting to get a response. So I don't know if there's some hesitancy or
okay, that would make sense.
Will they let me work from home, or is it better for me to look for a new job and move on?
Okay, so that makes sense with the shuffle that I see with the chairs, that vision that I just had. You are always going to stay employed. You do not have to stay employed by these people. So if you're not happy in a situation, then look for another job, but don't quit and then look. You know, it's much better to get a job while you've got a job. So keep the money rolling in and then just step around them and shoot forward. And when you think about the vision, I have the vision of you on a chair with wheels. You rolled back, so you rolled away, which is what you're trying to do in work from home. Then you move to the side, to the left, and then you shot forward. So that would make sense if you're going to want to work from home and to get away from them, go into another place of employment and then move forward. So I think you're on the right path. I think you just need to see it for what it is, what's going on. You've probably already had enough and you wanted to move away from them a bit anyway. So you're doing all the right things. Just keep trusting yourself. You're already on the right path.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Okay.
Okay. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
Well, Jane, it's a pleasure to talk to you tonight, and thank you for helping me fill in some dead airspace. Just to let you know, my technical challenges, I'm going to leave your mic live, so if you continue to listen, just be aware that your mic is still live. And now I'm going to go on to Kathy, and Kathy... Okay. Knows you, Kat, and has, I believe, spoken to you before. Kathy, how are you? Thank you for hanging in there.
Hi. Hi, Kat. How are you?
Hi, Kathy. Great to hear from you again. How are you?
Good, good. I follow you on Facebook.
Great.
I'd like to know what Spirit has to say about my spiritual journey.
The Spirit's telling me about a trip going away for a week, is what they're saying. And there's like a choice around going away. When you're actually away, you'll be asked to go out, like night clubbing, you'll be asked to go out and do a party and all sorts of things. And the choice is to go out and play or stay in and work on yourself. And I feel that there's like a retreat involved in all of this, but it's not a big expensive how-to end affair. because I keep seeing indigenous people around it. So it's more of a shamanistic retreat. But there seems to be someone who doesn't have, who has a restless energy. And so there's a lesson in the time that you're away about not getting involved in other people's restless energy and really running your own ship with your own activity. I feel that you'll build up until a point where you're starting to really feel the magic. And I'm also seeing you very much connecting with plants and nature spirits. Do you have much to do with plants on any level, apart from just walking around? Are you there?
What was that?
I asked you if you have much to do with plants. Like, you know, are you a gardener or are you into herbology or...
Yeah, plants and being outside,
okay, great. So it's that connect with the nature spirits and it's that shamanistic energy that I want to encourage it with you. I can see you doing, being involved in like a pretty interesting rebirthing technique that involves getting into the earth. I can see you really getting involved in some tribe, because spirit keeps saying you have a tribe. So you're on your journey, you're going to meet your tribe, and remember that we have our biological family, and then we have our family who are connected to us via our soul circle, and you have a tribe of people who are very much connected to you. And so I would expect that as you grow, if you're not already a spiritual teacher, that is where you're heading. But you're going to take it more from a nature spirits, connecting with plants and animals through Mother Earth, through the divas. And it's that shaman energy. It's very exciting energy. I really enjoy the shamanistic energy. And I feel that that's the path of you. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does. It really does. I'm like waiting for my teacher to come in to find me. I'm having a hard time finding my teacher.
Okay. So be your own teacher. Allow your guides to take you to different books and different sites and seminars and venues where things are going on that interest you and excite you.
Okay. I know I read a lot of books. So.
I was going to say, you'll find the lessons that you need to be taught and the answers that you seek, not necessarily in the formal atmosphere that you would expect.
Right.
I think that part of being a shaman is the organic experience of the journey, and you're going to find the unfoldment to be the teacher. So allow the unfoldment to be the teacher. And when you stop seeking the teaching from outside of yourself and you realize that all you have to do is look within and remember, then you will unfold.
Yeah, I've heard that so many times. It's all within, right? Okay.
Yeah. And it's simply reminding yourself of what you already know.
Uh-huh. All right.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
All right. Great to speak to you again, Kathy.
Okay, bye-bye.
Kathy, thank you for calling. God bless.
Okay.
Okay, have a beautiful night. All right, we are going to move on to, I'm sorry, folks, I didn't have a chance to talk with the rest of you before the show, so I'm going to identify you by area code and the first three digits of your phone number. And so I'm coming to area code 858-755. And you are live on the air. What is your name, please?
Hello, my name is Anne. How are you, Kat? How are you, host?
Oh, I'm fine, Anne. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you. Hi, Kat.
Hi. How can I help you, Anne?
I have a question regarding my current job. What do you see coming for me on this job in the future.
Okay. When you first started this job, did you find it quite exciting?
Sorry?
When you first started this job, did you find it exciting?
I
was a little bit excited about the job when you first started.
Well, I've been there for a while.
Yeah, I realize that, but I'm wanting to know about when you first started the job.
When I first started the job?
Yes.
Yes. Were you excited when you first started the job? Was the question.
It was.
I know it's a little difficult to understand. Kat coming in through Skype.
Yeah, I was excited.
Okay.
You know, it's leaving. It's a leaving. It's okay. It can get not as exciting as it was, but it's a leaving.
I understand that. I just need to build a story. The reason is that the energy that you had then is the energy you need to access now. And the job being not as exciting anymore means also that you've probably mastered it. And that is part of the problem, is that you are a highly intelligent person. And when intelligent people master a job, they get bored. I also see egos flying around you. And so I find whenever I have a vision of egos flying around someone's head, it feels to me like they want to get away from people that they're around. And in your current work situation, I get a message that you need to resolve within yourself about these egos, because they're going to be egos wherever you go. So I would look at them, and each person with their big fat ego trying to get what they can for themselves, you could give them an animal. So you might have one who's timid and humble, and maybe that's the sheep. You might have one that's always trying to buck the system, that's a bronco. You know, you might have one that's a little bit slow, that's the fox. You have a look at all the different egos around you, and by giving them an animal name, you take away their power within from your perspective, and you bring back your own power. And it's in that empowerment that you're able to then stand up, rise above them, and then I feel you will move on. But you've got about a period of six before you can move on. See, Spirit doesn't give me dates, they give me periods of time. So six, it's either 6 days, weeks, months, or years, and to me it's more like months. 6 weeks to six months. But it's a period of six, and you will move on from the situation.
Kat, so you mean in 6 months I'm going to lose this job?
No, I didn't say you would lose your job.
Host, maybe you can help me. I have trouble hearing here. What is she saying? Could you please just say briefly, what did she say about 6 months? My concern is...
She will move on. So you need to take... The message is, take back your power from the people around you and move on. You have mastered the job. There are many egos around you. Don't make them feel so powerful. Give them an animal name, each ego. So you might have Brett, Sally, and Fred, but give them an animal name in respect to what kind of personality they have. Yourself, you don't have to tell anyone else. And disempower their egos in reflecting when they are around you by doing that. Oh, here comes the coyote, you know. You don't need to have that BS in your life, and then when you're back feeling empowered, that is when you're going to feel like, yeah, right, I've got these skills, I'm good at this, I'm going to seek a better job, and I'm going to move on. It's a period of six. You can do it in 6 days, you can do it in 6 weeks, you can do it in 6 months, but in a period of six, you're out of there.
Yeah,
if you want to learn the lesson.
That's a problem, that because of my injury, I had an injury. They want to lay me off, and they will make a decision in January. So you're probably seeing that they will let me go, right, in January?
Yeah, well, you also have the power to look for something else.
No, I can't because I'm almost retirement age, and I had this injury that I'm still being treated for. So the chances are zero to find another job with this in my age. I just need a few more years until retirement.
Okay. I can only tell you what spirit's telling me, and maybe you need to think outside the square. A friend of mine was telling me about work as a virtual assistant the other day, and that's doing work from home on the computer, secretarial stuff. There's stuff out there that you can do to bring you up to retirement age, but the lesson for you is to stand in your power, okay?
I understand, but you think that I will not quit voluntarily. They will probably let me go, right?
I think that if that's what you want, if that's how you want it to play out, then that's how it's going to play out.
She's giving you the power to make your own decision and for you to move on, and she's talking about how there are other possibilities. If you think outside the box and think in terms of doing virtual secretarial work was one suggestion she made, that may be something that could empower you to move on in lieu of being laid off. Is that correct, Kat?
Yeah, that's it. And to, in her own mind, disempower the people around her by turning them into different animals. Their different personality type would be a different animal.
Right.
So it's trying to get me to get teach her how to re-empower herself is by making it a little bit less frightening and so that she can step back and regain her own strength because she's had knocks. She's had too many knocks.
Yes.
I understand, and I spoke to attorney. He suggested not to quit the job voluntarily because they owe me lots of money, and if I do this, then I will lose retirement and benefits and other things. So he told me to stay until actually they lay me off. So
that makes sense.
That's why she feels that they will let me go in January or in 6 weeks. 6 months, I don't know, but they told me that they will make a decision in January.
So, in the meantime, look around for what you can do in your physical capacity to continue to remain strong and keep your bills paid and keep yourself feeling good. And then you retire on your own terms, okay?
Okay.
And then you'll feel like you're not going to, I mean, we're going to live 100 years or a little less. You're not going to be on your deathbed and look back and go, geez, I regret not taking control of my life then.
Okay.
Because when you take control of your life, a lot of good things happen. When you allow other people to control your life, it spirals out of control. And a lot of not so good things happen. And I'd hate to see that for you. Take control. The message is to take control.
Okay. Thank you, Kat.
You can do it, Anne. Okay. Thank you for calling. We do need to move on. And Godspeed to you, dear.
Thank you.
Good luck.
You're welcome. You have a beautiful night now.
The same to you. Have a nice evening.
Thank you. Okay. We're moving on to area code 70. Whoops. Just lost that caller. We're moving on to area code 863-289. If you bear with me for a minute, I'm coming to you slowly but surely. I loved your suggestion, Kat, about using animal images to deflate other people's egos in your own mind and the message of taking charge. And I'm still technically challenged, but I'm coming to you, 863. I'm trying. And I'm sure that could be a good exercise for anybody when they're dealing with egos, yes?
Yeah, absolutely. another way of looking at it is when we remember the Harry Potter movies, and there was that spirit that was in the cupboard, and it would take on any form. And so you would think of your most frightening thing that you feared the most, and it would come out as that. And then you'd think about the most comical thing you could think to turn that fearful thing into something funny. And it would turn into something funny, and you disempower it. And,
I
often take messages from movies, because spirit speaks through film writers, as you would know, David. And spirit teaches the world through film, and so it's very easy to access a memory from a film for people to learn from, and so often draw on that. So when you're dealing with egos, they can sometimes be very frightening. They can sometimes be very overwhelming. But if you look at somebody who's being a real stinker and turn them into a skunk, you don't mind. They're not so frightening anymore, are they? They just stink. And they're actually quite cute and fluffy.
I've known a few skunks in my time. I think I can bring that caller on the line now. I'm positioned to do that. Okay, area code 863-289. You're live on the air. What is your name, please?
Hi, this is Julia. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome, Julia. How are you tonight?
I'm doing well. Thank you. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you. Say hello to Kat.
Wonderful. Hi, Kat. How are you?
Hi, Julia. How can I help you tonight?
Well, I wanted to see what you pick up around me moving to my own house, my own apartment or sanctuary. And I thought that was so funny what you said to the caller about the tribe, because when I do my, you know, the things I desire to create in my life, one of the things is to find my tribe. So I just thought it was funny that you used the word tribe, because that's what I write when I write it, is tribe.
That's wonderful. And often what happens with readings is that they are not necessarily only for one person, and this is a perfect example. When you're moving, a couple of things, I can see that you're going to get letting go of a lot of stuff, and I feel like there's somebody pushing you to let go. Don't let go of what you don't want to. And there's also a message around something very precious to you, like a vase or something that has very high sentimental value. And it's just a warning about it becoming broken. So taking extra care, maybe packing those things yourself. I do feel that there'll be someone with you who'll be helping you to pack. You need to take charge. That's all I'll say there. Now, as far as the move goes, have you already found the place? Because it's interesting where what I'm seeing is like a dark forest with a clearing. Like the sun shines, boom, straight on where you're at. But it's cool, and if you didn't know it was there, you wouldn't. Does that make sense?
No, but that certainly sounds intriguing. I like the idea of privacy and, you know, kind of having my little niche out of the way that, you know, you, like you say, you drive down the road a little bit like a long driveway and you're out in the main area, but, you know, you wouldn't know it if you were just driving by. It just would look like a driveway that, you know, you don't see. So I like that, that kind of out of the way.
Yeah, and it really is... it's a clearing, and so it's a blessing. When it comes, when you see it, you'll just know. And I feel that you'll be really drawn to it. Were you considering going just across the border at all, interstate? Are you close to the border?
I'm hoping to go, like, toward the beach, a little toward the beach or the ocean. But within the same state, probably, you know, 2 or 3 hours away from where I am now.
Okay. Well, I don't really know a lot about... I'm trying my best because I have so much connection with the USA. I just feel that it's like if it's not across the border, it's near the border wherever you're going.
Okay.
And there just seems to be a bit of a cosmopolitan. There's just a really eclectic, artisan, just cosmopolitan energy. I keep seeing people in colorful clothes and maracas, and you know, so it just makes me feel like a really upbeat, positive energy where you're going to go.
Oh, nice. Excellent.
Yeah. So, but you're not going to go where there's a lot of heat. Like, there might be heat, you might go where there's swimming and the sun and everything, but where you're going to live, it's a sanctuary, like you said. That's what you're seeking. But it does. It feels like it's well shaded.
Oh, good. Perfect. Wow.
Okay.
You'll find
your tribe there because you'll find that this is the people who they don't like the mainstream. A lot of people like that are going to be around where you're at, and you're going to connect with them. And I can see you being involved in classes and in learning and doing a lot of stuff that about seeking your pleasure, about artistic growth. But then I see you taking it over. So at first it's like settling in, making friends, doing things to be the student. But you're a teacher anyway, aren't you?
No, actually not. But
not yet.
Who knows? I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
We're all teachers.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll do it in a formal sense, one way or another.
I don't know with the sound quality. I don't know if your mic is adjustable a little bit, Kat. I don't know if you can like adjust it just a little bit further because you sound a little distorted sometimes. That's the only reason I'm saying it.
Sometimes the mics on the headsets
are really sensitive, and if it's just a little too close, it makes you sound distorted. So that's why.
Okay. I
don't mean that as a critical thing. I just.
Oh no. That's all right. I think it's Skype. I've got a lot of echo on my end. And
I'm
on my laptop.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, wow. It's Skype.
Yeah,
well,
but most
of it. Thank you so much. I just wanted to say that was a wonderful reading, and it sounds like it's, you know, kind of everything that I've been desiring. So thank you for that. That's reassuring that it's coming. It's out there. So,
yeah. Well, as we walk in our truth, our path unfolds before us, and the more that we dream it, the more it can come into reality. Mother Earth, Father Sky, the Great Spirit, God, they want us, they love us, and they want us to have what we want.
Yeah, wonderful.
Yeah. So good luck, Julia. You have a wonderful energy.
All right. Thank you so much. And again, it was a wonderful reading. And thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it. And happy Halloween.
You're welcome, Julia. God bless and have a safe move for yourself.
All right. Thank you. God bless.
Okay.
Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. I'm leaving your mic live for just a moment. I'm going to take the next caller, who is area code 715. First three digits of the phone number are 225. And you're live on the air. What is your name, please?
Richard.
Hi, Richard. How are you?
Doing pretty good.
Good. Say hello to Kat.
Hi, Kat.
Hi, Richard. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Thanks for joining us tonight. You going out trick-or-treating?
No. Actually, down on my part of the town, they don't really come down here. All the kids go up to this area called Knob Hill, which is a richer area.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that makes it a nice quiet night for you.
Yeah.
How can I help you?
I wanted to see, do you see my music leading to a career? And I'm also asking that because when I'm practicing, I regularly can feel somebody tap me on the hand, and somebody keeps on moving my picks around, and Every now and then, it feels like I, you know, when I get up, it feels like I just stepped through a spider web, and it's always after I've been playing.
Well, it's coming on to your attention, don't they?
Yeah.
You feel like, to me, like you're a bit rattled by it. That be right?
Is what?
You feeling a bit rattled by it all?
I think he's having trouble understanding you, Kat. It is very muffled. Yeah.
Yeah, the last thing I've been here. What was she saying?
Okay.
I didn't hear it either.
No.
Okay. I'll try again. There's two things going on for you there.
Okay.
You've got an energy that is affecting your objects physically. And also, when you wake up, you feel like you're in spiderwebs.
Uh-huh.
Now, spiders often, you know, frighten people because but they also represent weaving your dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Spiders and lizards are dream weavers, and they bring dreams in alive. And if you've got to do with spiders and lizards, the fear of them, maybe the respect of them is there, but the fear of them hurting you tends to subside. And I have experienced having the spider web thing with spirit too, so I do understand it can be a bit frightening. What spirit is telling you to do is to ground yourself in your dreams, to start making... Are you a singer songwriter, mate?
What? I couldn't understand that one.
Are you a singer songwriter?
I've actually started writing some music when I'm practicing. I regularly can hear... Lyrics coming to me, so I've started writing them down.
Okay. I feel that you are getting tapped on the head by spirit, and that they're asking you to get more and more involved in singing and songwriting. And as you do that, the one that has been doing this to you will become more and more alive around you. And so they're removing your plectrums, they're moving things to try and get you to pick your instruments up, and they're trying to teach you to weave your dreams. Okay? Bring your guides in and ask them to anchor their light in you so that you remain protected and guided. But you have a muse who is channeling music through you, and you need to tap in.
Uh-huh.
Okay, get yourself a software program to record your music and create a YouTube channel and start broadcasting your music. Okay? And are you already busking or already playing in pubs and clubs and other venues like that? Because you need to be doing that, and you need to start doing your own original music. I feel once you've got about 12 songs, you're going to feel more confident to do it, the original stuff, but you need to start getting out there and honing your craft.
Uh-huh. Yeah, right now I've just been practicing just by myself. And
okay.
Getting that done, yeah.
Yeah, well, you're getting the nudge.
Yeah, and kind of, musically I'm kind of split because I like to play when I'm just jamming. I like to play kind of a blues rock mixture, but vocally, I've been told I sound like David Gates, so you know, a much softer sound. You know.
Well, it's going to be your own unique style. Don't reject it. Embrace it.
Yeah.
All of it. The beauty is in the eye of the beholder. The way that you sing, the way that you play, let the people judge. I think you'll find a lot of people will enjoy it.
Yeah. Yeah, I also know I'm going to have to move from where I'm at. This little area I'm in, it's a real small, rural, very rural area. And actually, I was born out in L.A., so I was thinking about if my music starts to take off, I would go down back to L.A.
Yeah. Well, if you build it, use the quiet, the peace and quiet that you're in to help to hear your muse and hear the music come through. Use the peace that you're in now to develop the music and get the fan base on YouTube. And with the power of that, then you can walk into pubs and clubs and you'll get an agent or whatever in LA and you'll be able to go on the scene. But build it now. Because I feel that the money won't be there and the time won't be right. You'll try and push to go to LA and it won't be right. Don't blow your cash. Build your position of strength now and then move forward.
Okay, yeah.
Okay?
Yep.
All right, wonderful. Bye. Richard, I'm excited for you. Please stay in contact. I'd love to hear some of your music.
Yes, I will. Actually, I follow you on Facebook, so I kind of keep track.
Oh, wonderful. Well, make sure you log in and let me know who you are and share your music with me, and I'll share it with everybody else, too. Build your profile.
Yes, I will.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay, Richard, you take care. And just to let you know, your mic's going to be live for just a couple of minutes. Kat, what is the best way for people to get in touch with you?
You can contact me on Facebook at Kat Edwards. Kat is spelled with a C. Or you can go to my website, katedwardsclairvoyant.com. Again, Kat with a C.
Okay, and for folks, in case you didn't hear that, it's katedwardsclairvoyant.com. So I'm going to move now to area code 631, and the first three digits of your phone number are 651. And I'm bringing you live. You're live on the air. What is your name, please?
Sandra.
Hi, Sandra. How are you?
I'm doing good, thank you. How are you?
Excellent, excellent. Say hello to Kat.
Hi, Kat.
Hi, Sandra. How can I help you tonight?
I have a question about love. I'm looking for a partner. I'm trying to see if you see something good coming for me.
Okay. So firstly, two visions. The first vision I had was of you standing still and then sort of dancing around the subject. So maybe you've been dipping your toe in the water, you've been sort of dancing around it. The second vision I have is of you in a beautiful, sunny, yellow dress. And so I feel that you're building yourself up into being the most attractive you can be. And the reason that you haven't had anyone come in is because no one's been good enough and you haven't been in the right place within yourself to attract the one who's right for you. But you're really building yourself up into your beauty power, your goddess energy, and I would ask you to remain in that once they come, because I do feel that there are going to be a choice. I saw that terrible grammar. There is going to be a choice of two or three suitors.
I like choices, Kat.
Oh, do you? Oh, that's good.
Yes, but I think a woman should have choices.
It's really when you're feeling very empowered in your own beauty, in your own self, that it's going to happen.
Good.
Okay. So now that you're going into autumn and winter, but the vision was of you on just a whole lot of sunlight over you in a sunny yellow dress. So to me, that is when you're at your height of blessing and beauty.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would encourage you to just keep moving, good nutrition, exercise. Do you do yoga with some sort of meditation or like emotional freedom therapy, something like that you're doing. Doing a lot of clearing, or you will be doing a lot of clearing in your mind. It's excellent stuff. Keep going. What you want is a guy who has a healthy mind and heart and is always moving towards keeping it, because then you don't have to deal with a moron.
Right. Yes. No, I want I want someone that's healthy for sure.
Yeah. So I think that's the path forward. There is a lovely person coming. You do have a choice of three, and you really have to listen to your instincts.
Okay. I will tap into myself. Yeah, I try to when I'm. I'm usually a very good. Judge of character.
Yeah. And just one more thing, Sandra. You have some really good girlfriends there, and you need to listen to them.
Uh-huh. Okay.
All right. Two especially have got your back, and they love you deeply.
Oh,
and,
that's true.
Just getting goose pimples. And their opinion of your suitors matters. Listen to it.
Yes. Kat, can I ask you one other question? I'm curious about this. Like, when you have, like, guides and stuff like that, or spirits, something keeps trying to wake me up in the middle of the night. Sometimes I feel it tug on my toe. And twice already it, like, kind of, you know, lightly tapped me on the back of my leg.
Mm-hmm.
To wake me up in the middle of the night to the darndest thing. And I usually wake up pretty mad when it happens. I'm like, hey! So I'm like, is this a ghost or is it like a guide or?
Feels to me like a child. What do you think, David?
A child?
A child ghost, you're saying? Yeah, it's a child-like energy. But before you go to bed tonight.
Yeah.
Ask your guides to come in and protect you.
Okay.
And ask them to send anything to the light that is around you that needs to go to the light. Ask your guides to cross them over, because you're not a medium and you're not into that. Just ask them, your guides, to cross them over.
Okay.
If you wake up again, then your guides have not crossed them over, and there's a good reason. You do need to sit down and start asking questions.
Okay, because I've cleared my house a couple of times.
Yeah,
and it seems like go away and then come back.
Yeah, it's probably time to sit down with pen and paper and say, who are you? What do you want? I do feel like it's a child, and you would probably remind them of their mother. And that is why they keep coming to you.
Interesting.
But you must remain protected.
Yeah.
Psychic protection paramount. You know how to do that? I feel like you do.
I kind of do something, and I also call in Archangel Michael when I get like a little nervous, you know.
Right.
Okay. But I could feel them definitely more at night, especially when I'm trying to like get into bed, get tired. And I don't like anything touching me, so I get pissed.
Yeah, okay.
Like immediately I get angry. I'm like, do not touch me.
Sandra, you are going to have to square away with the fact that you are a medium, and at some stage you're going to have to deal with that, eh?
I know. So, it's funny that you say that, Kat, because I do hear voices, and a lot of times, like, for me, if I hear it inside my ear, I'll listen. But if I hear it outside of me, I feel like it's ghosts, and I don't want to talk to them, so I pretend like I don't hear them. I'm like, I don't hear you, la-da-da.
Yeah, you need to learn how to respond to them.
Sometimes they leave, and sometimes they come back. I know it's childish of me. That's probably why this little thing's playing with me, because he's like, oh, she's fun like that, too.
Yeah, well, do yourself a favor and connect with somebody who's teaching how to do psychic protection.
Okay.
Learn about your mediumship and learn about crossing over animals and humans, because they're going to keep coming to you until you listen. What happens is your guides will open the door to certain little creatures and spirits and stuff to agitate you enough that you'll finally listen.
Oh, my guides are doing this?
Your guides will allow it to happen.
Yeah.
If you're not listening, if they've tried before, if they've
yeah.
tried and you've not listened, then they're going to start calling louder and they're going to pull in other energies to help to make you listen.
Oh, my God.
It's just jungle.
All right, I'll start listening.
Yeah. Well, they're not. They're just sent you a little kid. It feels like a little girl. It doesn't feel, but still, you know, little kids can be pretty fierce if they want. So make sure that you are protected.
Yeah.
Okay? And
yeah.
it's time now to start facing facts. You're
That's
a
funny.
Medium. And
yeah.
you have to do something about learning psychic protection properly. You have to do something about learning to communicate with them, and you need to learn to do something about learning to cross them over.
Okay, I promise.
Okay, Sandra, good luck.
I make
touch.
You that promise. Thank you, Kat.
Sandra,
thank you, David. Have
you're
a
welcome.
Lovely evening.
Have...
I'm going to listen on the computer to free up your space.
Okay, well, thank you, darling.
Okay. Good night,
all right. All right, we're going to move on to area code 312. First three digits of your phone number are 493, and I'm bringing you live. There you are. What's your name, please?
Hi, Dave and Kat. My name is Tina.
Hi, Tina. How
Hi,
are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
How can I help you tonight, Tina?
Actually, I'm looking at a roommate. Well, I'm moving to a place, and I'm looking for a roommate. I spoke to someone today. She saw my place, and she liked it. And I'm trying to figure out if she's going to take the place because she looked at another place, so she has a decision to make. But I'm trying to figure out if she will take it or how soon I'll find a roommate.
I've got a period of 2 to 3 around you finding a roommate from when you started. When did you start? Would it be 2 or 3 days or weeks ago?
I listed it a week ago.
A week. Okay, so you've got about another week before the right person falls into place.
Okay.
I feel that you'll instantly click with this person. I'm sorry, I'm not going to give you an answer about this other lady because she's on vision mode and that's free will. I will tell you what Spirit's telling me.
Okay.
You will instantly click with this person. Everything will feel right. It will not be too good to be true. That will not be the case. This person's a little bit rough around the edges. There'll be some things you'll be like, but it's just that they feel right. And I feel like you guys will have a lot of fun and you'll stay fast friends for a long time. You're not going to live with this person for very long, though, because your life's going to, you're going to succeed in whatever you're planning, and you're going to be moving forward before they do. Okay?
I didn't get what you said.
Which part?
The last part about the person, the right person coming in.
Right. So you will, I can see a light between the two of you. You will click. You will have an instant energy. Ask Spirit to bring the right person to you. Okay? Because the right person will come, and I feel like you will be fast friends and good friends. But
okay.
your life will succeed and you will move on before they do.
Okay.
So I've got a lot of echo. Skype is, if I hang up and then ring back, I'll lose my connection with David.
Right.
I've got a lot of echo on my line and I think that the Skype call is not that great. So I apologize for that.
Don't worry about it. We're managing
yes.
fine, and just to let people know, I do have the next caller's mic live accidentally, so area code 216, be advised that your mic is live and I'm coming to you next. Did you have anything else that you needed to say before we say goodnight?
You're talking to me, right?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, I did find somebody that I really liked. She was going to take the place, and then she ended up not taking. This woman, I do really like her. I think she would be a good fit, but, like, intuitively, I don't know. Normally I can feel people's energy, but intuitively I don't know what decision she's in between decisions. So it makes it harder for me to know what she's thinking. Yes, because I think she really wants a place, but then intuitively I think she hasn't made up her mind. So that's what I pick up personally, but I don't know.
Yeah, well, that'll be because the decision hasn't been made. I mean, we have to all understand that there's free will in play, and I don't feel that she's necessarily right. But she has a decision to make, so I can't pick up on a yes or a no because that's free will, and free will hasn't decided. Okay. When free will decides, then a clairvoyant can pick up on a yes or a no. Otherwise, it sits in maybe. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Or what was your name again?
Oh, Tina. Tina.
Tina, that's what I thought. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Tina, we're going to need to move on now, dear. I wish you the best.
All right, thank you so much, Pat. Okay.
Okay. Good night. God bless.
You
okay.
Too.
Area code 216-650. You're live on the air. What is your name?
Oh, well, first of all, hello, David. Thank you for taking my call. My name's Sharon.
You're welcome. Karen?
Thank you.
Okay.
Sharon, yeah.
Yeah, you're welcome. Say hello to Kat.
Hello, Kat. How are you?
Hi, Sharon. I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. How are you this
How
evening?
How can I help you?
Well, I want you to look in and see. I can hear you very clear now, too. It was kind of muddled, but it's getting better. It's getting much better. Look what you see if you see any changes in my career. I've been looking all year. I'm at a contract job. I've been there pretty much all year, but I'm looking for something more than I like to do in my career. I just haven't been able to find one.
I kept getting yes, 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 and then I thought you should go away to a conference. Have you got a conference coming up? The Spirit wants you to go away to a conference. I feel that the networking will be to your advantage.
Yeah, I'm just, this job I'm at, it's tempting. It's paying my bills, I know, but I'm looking to get back in my career. They said yes. Conferences could be training, too. Whenever I get a new job, they always send you away for like a week of orientation or something. So that could be what you're picking up also.
Yeah, it could be that it feels more like a national get-together or it's like a state or a national conference in the field that you're in or in a field that you're interested in talking about. You're quite a confident public speaker, Sharon.
I go to a lot of spiritual stuff, like weekends, like Joel Osteen. I'll go and see. I go to conferences like that, but that's about it. I guess I do like to speak.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Spirit, I can only repeat what I'm being told to say. You need to go away to a conference. There you will be networking, and there you'll make. You'll have a new way in your mind because you're seeking. What you basically said to me is, I want something new, but I don't know what I want. And the message is to pick your interest in a conference that's coming up, go along, make things, and the answers will come. You have quite a confident public speaking voice, and that is part of the new path for you.
I know. I've always had a leadership job. Is the Spirit saying, will I be employed? I know you pick up seasons.
What do you want to be homeless? Because that's what's going to happen if we lose our only source of income.
I'm sorry. There's somebody else on the line, and I can't hear you because I've got too many. I've got the echo from the Skype.
Yeah,
talking.
Let me take care of that. I'm sorry. I have
that's
somebody's
okay,
mic
David.
Is
oh
live.
Gosh.
Yeah. Kat,
sorry,
you're
Kat.
Still there?
You're doing a great
yeah,
job.
Yeah, I'm here.
You're doing a great
yeah,
job.
Yeah, I'm
Kat.
Very challenged by this laptop. I apologize. I left somebody's mic live. It might be Tina. I'm going to it now. But go ahead. Carry on.
Okay. Did they give, like, a time frame or a season where I will be finding employment?
Yeah, okay. So it's just coming into the new year. So it's like January, February, and everything will change. It's
oh,
not
boy,
too
I
far away. It feels very really soft to me. It doesn't feel hard or angry, and you don't feel scared. It feels very soft to me. It feels like it just is a lovely follow on.
You're so funny. I've been stressed all year. That's why you're picking up the fear, because I've been every day. I'm like, what is my future? I know, and that's probably what you're picking up. But you're right. I'm glad you said that. But you, I know the energy you're picking up on me. But go on. I'm sorry. I'll listen. Sorry. Go on.
Okay. Yeah. So the energy is all right. So let's just address that. You've been living in fear. Fear blocks us in our path. So, and
oh,
often
gosh.
Fear is us lying to ourselves. It's our ego throwing, you know, like you've got the devil and the angel on each shoulder. And the ego is throwing messages at you that are full of lies. So I'd like you to look back over the last year at what fears you've had and see how they've been debunked. As you've gone along, the truth has been revealed, and that fear didn't work out, that fear didn't work out, that fear didn't work out.
I know.
You'll see that many of them have not worked out because it's all lies. And so it's about self mastery and keeping that ego in check. And so I would encourage you to go with a conference where they do a lot of self development stuff.
Okay,
personal development stuff. And even if you get on, say somebody says, oh, come to my Amway conference. I'm telling you, they're boring, but they do a lot of personal development stuff. Might not be Amway. It might be Nutrigenetics. It might be something completely different. Brandon Bays or a memorial to Wayne Dyer. It doesn't matter. It's about the self-development stuff that I'm really talking about. But think
okay.
outside the square, there it is. Once you go to a conference, there you will meet and network with people. And there, from there, I feel things will move on. But you really have to turn around and look at this fear and say, oh, these fears are all a bunch of lies. And I'm not going to focus on the fear anymore. I'm going to focus on my heart and what my heart says.
I know. That's a good point.
Yeah, because your heart doesn't lie. And when you're walking your truth with your heart, that's when you're in alignment with Mother Earth and Father Sky, and that's when things start to work out.
Okay, so like you said, by the first of the year, you said I'm going to have changes.
Yeah, well, it feels like the beginning of the new year, so February, no longer than March. I feel in the beginning of the year, a lot of positive things are going to happen for you. You've just got to start thinking more with your heart and less with your mind, like less with that ego, more with that heart. The ego is there, like you've got the public speaking. Ego is important. It pushes us forward into the world. But if we let it get out of control, it can be our worst enemy. It's like an element, friend or foe, you know, like water, fire. Water is our friend. If we drink it and wash with it, it's our foe if it floods our town. It's the same with the ego. Okay? Keep it in check.
Thank you. Thank you, Kat.
The answer will come.
That was a great reading. And I said, I know, you said it's coming. I heard the last statement. Thank you.
Yeah. Wonderful. Thank you, Sharon.
Thank you, David. Thank you both.
Okay.
Have a nice evening.
Is it Karen or Sharon?
It's Sharon with an S.
Sharon. Okay. Thank you so much for calling in. God bless.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Goodbye.
Put me on hold. Okay.
Okay. We're only going to be able to take a couple more calls. And Sharon, your mic is still live for just a moment. I'm positioned over area code 252, and the first three digits of your phone number are 572. And you are live on the air with Kat Edwards and David Clark. What is your name, please?
Hi, David. This is Naima. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, Naima. How about you?
I'm fine. I'm fine.
Good. Kat.
Hey, Kat.
Hi, Naima. How are you? Great to have you on the line. Thanks for calling in.
Oh, no problem. I was just wondering if I could just have a general or whatever you pick up is fine.
Okay. All right. So the first thing, I'm getting a couple of things. Naima, do you... Are you living in a part of the U.S. where it's a bit warmer than everywhere else?
Yeah, in the southeast.
Yeah, okay, good. Because I just saw children eating ice creams.
Yeah.
I know it's getting colder there, so you couldn't be where it's cold if there's children eating ice cream. And so that then brings me to self-checking, and so the spirit's asking me to ask you to check yourself. Have you been looking after your health? You feel to me like you've been stepping back and looking after everybody else. In particular, I want to encourage you to have your skin checked.
Skin checked?
Yep.
Oh, that's me. I'm breaking out.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but I'm breaking out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, go and have that thing too, please. That's the first thing that Spirit really wants you to know, is that you have to have this thing too. There's something. The skin is the biggest organ in the body, and it's the only visible one. You really need to know what's going on, because the body throws things off to the skin. That's why. I'm not a medical practitioner. I'll just make sure I got that legal disclaimer in there. But I did study a bit of medicine, and asthma and eczema are linked, because the body will throw the breathing problem off onto the skin and cause eczema, instead of having to deal with the lungs, which are imperative, being diseased. So it's that sort of style of thing. I'm not saying you've got asthma. I would certainly not want to diagnose you. But you do need to have yourself checked out. I think that there's something lacking in your nutrition as well, and you would do well to have your diet looked at, and in the meantime, getting onto a good supplement. Also, now I've got my mind is being trained to your feet, and the vision is about rubbing your feet. And I'm wondering if you spend a lot of time on your feet, or you spend a lot of time, they're calling them trainers. I always grew up calling them sand shoes, but some people call them trainers. Do you put your feet into sand shoes or trainers much?
What do you call it again?
We call them sand. Well, I'm Scottish, so I'm Scottish, brought up in Australia. I have terms that Australians use sometimes. I always call them sand shoes. Some people call them trainers, joggers, footwear for running. Do you wear them a lot?
I'm wearing Asics, and I'm kind of flat-footed, and I started walking, trying to lose some weight.
Okay.
and my feet are, I did notice how I walk. I was noticing today that my shoes, like, I kind of walk up or on the, and my thing, I don't know if I'm flat-footed or, and then I walk, I'm flat-footed, but I walk up, like, I walk somehow, I don't know, it's kind of difficult to say, but I think I have some pain in my feet coming from the way I walk and stuff, so I understand what you're saying. You call it trainer's feet, though? Oh, I had to look that up.
I just throwing out different names for the style of shoe. Actually,
because it's old. I was looking at it, and I was like, wow, these things are worn out, because I don't, print here, And then you know how, and at the bottom of the shoe, like the grip has faded away. Like, you know, they're old. They're really old. So
yeah.
I think I need to go buy me some shoes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I got you. Yeah, I got you.
You have a general rating for sports. Let's look after your health. Thank you again. A little kick up the backside of spirit about looking after your health. Now, you seem to be looking after everyone else. So, send it back to someone. That's a real message here. Where are your aches and pains? What's going on? Let's look after you. We can't look after anyone else until we look after ourselves. We just burn out and then we say, well, we're no good to anybody. So, please, step back a little bit. Look after yourself. Okay? Rub your feet. Get these feet seen to by a podiatrist if they're quite sore. Maybe you need to have a specialized insert in your shoes. You don't know until you have it checked out.
Okay.
Well, good luck.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you
for calling in tonight. That was.
Thank you for having me. Yeah.
Very nice.
That was awesome.
To talk.
Yes,
there you go.
All right.
You know, I love
Thank
it, Kat, when somebody asks for a general reading or what spirit wants to say to them. You're spot on, you know, and I thank you for that. Do you want to take one more caller or shall we call it a night?
Let's go with one more. I'm happy to do one more.
Okay. Folks, you know, I appreciate everybody's calls. It's overwhelming and very gratifying to have so many people call in when I have a special guest like Kat on. And for those of you that have been privileged to have a reading, God bless. God bless you all. We're just going to be taking one more caller, and that's area code 907-474. My dog's saying hello to you in the background. You're live on the air. What is your name, please?
Hello?
Hi, what is your name?
Charlotte.
Charlotte, how are you?
Fine, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. Say hello to Kat, and I'm going to mute my microphone so you don't hear the dog.
Okay.
Hi, Charlotte.
Hi, Kat, how's it going?
I
was just wondering if you see anyone coming around for me?
A romantic
one? Pardon?
Looking for a romantic relationship?
Correct.
Yeah. Charlotte, would it be safe to say that you're quite a busy person?
Yes.
Yeah. So at the moment, she's too busy for someone to anchor themselves in, but I can see that you've got an acquaintance who you, so it's not someone you know really well. You know what an acquaintance is, yeah?
Yes.
You've already met somebody who would be a good fit, but you've been too busy, and so the energy hasn't been there for them to draw in. When you go into a bit of holiday mode, you step back a little bit, and you don't take on so much work, and you're not putting in so much effort into jobs and projects, you'll begin to slow down, and I feel that you'll reignite a conversation with this person, and things will flow from there. So it's just a matter of completing what's going on in your life, you know, what projects are on your plate, things that are busy, and maybe taking a little bit of a holiday, saying, no, you know, I'm only going to work from 9 to 5. I'm not going to take stuff home. Or, no, I'm not going to take on that extracurricular activity. Or, I'm not going to beat myself up so much and do all these extra things. I'm just going to take it easy for a bit and do only what I have to. And when you do that and you stop to smell the roses and you start to take life a little bit slower, bang, you'll come along. Okay, he or she will come along, and you will be able to fit them into your life. You've already met them. It's just a matter of it all beginning to flow. So if you can imagine like your life's a little bit like a heavy shower, a bit of a storm, just because he's so busy. No one wants to walk into that and get wet. So when you clear it and it's a bit of a sunny day, and, you know, you start to feel like, oh, I'll go out and have a nice cup of coffee at this pretty cafe, and, oh, I might go for a stroll, and, oh, I might go to the markets, you know, just plod along and poke around and potter about, and then the energy will begin to start to flow, and you'll come right in, and you'll meet somebody nice, and I feel like you'll have a long-term romantic relationship, but it'll start slow, and it'll build up. There'll be an instant attraction, but there's a reason not to step into it just yet. And that reason will be apparent from the beginning, and there will be a respect that will stay there.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Okay.
Yes, it does.
And it will slowly begin to unfold for you. But it's a long-term thing, so, you know, take it slow.
Okay. That sounds
great. All right. Well, good luck.
Well, thank you very much. And have a wonderful day. Bye.
I will. You too.
Thank you. You have a wonderful evening. And Kat, thank you again so much. I loved what you were saying about taking some time to smell the roses. I think that's such important advice to anybody, no matter what you're facing in your life. When you're going at a frenetic rate of speed, you're not able to appreciate the moments as they unfold. And I would imagine that would also translate well into realizing whatever it is that you hope to achieve for yourself, that if you just take some time to slow down and pace yourself, that life is going to unfold in a little more synchrony. Is that the case?
Yeah. And I think a lot of people need to learn that, and it's hard when you get caught up in things and you feel that you have obligations, and yet often people have genuine ones. And it is just the ebb and flow of life, and that's okay.
Yes, it is.
I think we're hard on ourselves a bit too much, too.
Yeah. Well, I can relate to that. I'm going to take a suggestion from you and from Spirit to slow down a bit. Folks, I do broadcast currently live on the air on Sunday, Monday, Thursday, and Friday nights. And you can check out blogtalkradio.com/author David Clark, spelled with an E, to see the upcoming shows through the middle of November. I am booking through March, and I will post the other shows at a later point in time. And Kat, I believe, will be back on November 27th, if memory serves me right. I'm pretty sure about that date. And as always, it's been such a pleasure to have you on the show, Kat.
Thank you for having me, and thanks for being patient while I had that technical difficulty. And I just wanted to quickly thank Trish, Jane, Kathy, and Julia, Richard, Sandra, Tina, Sean, Naima, and Charlotte. Thank you so much for calling in. It was a great honor to read for you all.
Oh, that's wonderful. And I'd like to thank area code 252 and 253 for hanging in there. And I encourage you to call back as early as 7:15 on November 27th. And that way you'll be guaranteed a reading. But I do need to honor Q and first come, first serve. And we had almost 30 callers tonight. So God bless you all. And Kat, God bless you.
God bless you too. Thank you so much. And it was wonderful. Thank you so much, David.
Thank you. And again, for anybody that wants to contact Kat, if you want to do some in-depth work with her, I've done it myself. She is wonderful. Her rates are reasonable. Go to katedwardsclairvoyant.com, and that's Kat spelled with a C, like the animal. And I loved the advice that you gave to the person about picturing people with big egos as animals, and I'm going to do that myself. Especially for the skunk in my life. All right, so once again we come to a close. Now we can pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique reflections of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience if we allow it to be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize.
You have been listening to Different Strokes for Different Folks to find common ground and take it to the next level here on Blog Talk Radio with David Clark every Friday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. You can listen to this broadcast again on srbroadcasting.com.
Good night, everybody.